Title: Ring Mod Textures for Dark Sections Intermediate. Alright, let's build some proper dark section texture using Ring Modulation in Ableton Live. This is one of those tools that can instantly turn a normal sound into something sinister, metallic, and kind of alien, but the real skill is making it controlled and musical, not just a cloud of harsh fizz. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a drop-in Ring Mod texture rack with macros that let you go from clean to corrupted, with tempo-synced movement that actually grooves at drum and bass tempo, and with the top end under control, so it sits in a mix. First, quick mental model, because it helps you make smarter choices. Ring modulation multiplies your audio by an oscillator that creates new frequencies called sidebands, and they're often inharmonic, meaning they don't politely follow the original pitch. That's why ring mod sounds wrong in a good way. In drum and bass, that wrongness is perfect for breakdowns, switch-ups, tension builds, and those nasty little mid-drop stabs. Step 0, source prep. Because this matters more than people think, pick one source to start. If you want the most obvious dark section payoff, grab a resampled Reese or some gritty bass audio. If you want industrial energy, use a jungle break or drum loop. If you want atmosphere, use a pad or a field recording. In Ableton, consolidate your audio so it behaves predictably, then loop a 4 or 8 bar section. And do basic gain staging right now. Get your peak sitting around minus 10 to minus 6 dB before any effects. Ring mod is level sensitive. If you feed it something too hot, it doesn't get bigger, it just gets messy and unstable. Now we build the core chain. On that source track, add devices in this order. Saturator, then ring modulator, then auto filter, then echo, then reverb, and finally a limiter for safety. Let's dial each one with intent. First up, saturator, before the ring mod. This is a sneaky trick. Ring mod loves harmonic material. If your source is too plain, the ring mod can feel thin or random, so we give it a little richness first. Set drive somewhere around plus 2 to plus 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. You can use the default curve or analog clip. Don't overdo it. You're not trying to destroy it yet. You're just giving the ring mod something to chew on. Next, ring modulator. This is the texture engine. Here's the key teacher move. Think in carrier frequency zones so the result stays usable. If you set the ring frequency in the 30 to 110 Hz zone, you get a slow, uneasy throb. Great for atmospheres or mid-bass layers, but be careful doing this to your sub. If you set it around 180 to 450 Hz, you get that boxy, industrial chest tone. This is the tunnel vibe. Super useful in dark rooms, minimal rollers, techie breakdowns. If you set it around 600 Hz up to 2K Hz, you get blade-like metallic sting. That's your horror stab territory, drum fills, vocal hits, aggressive accents. So pick a goal and choose the zone on purpose. For a rolling dark movement, set frequency around 80 Hz, amount around 25%, and keep it partly blended. Dry slash wet somewhere like 20 to 50% is a great starting range. For a horror metallic stab, set frequency around 600 Hz, amount 30 to 50%, and you can go a bit more wet if you want, but we'll still keep control with filtering. Turn the ring mod LFO on. Use a sine or triangle wave to keep it smooth. Set the LFO to sync. Start with 1/8 or 1/4 if you want it to breathe, or 1/16 if you want nervous energy. Depth should be subtle at first, like 5 to 20%. You can always automate it up later. One more coach note here. If ring mod feels like it's turning into random fizz, it's usually either too wet too soon, or your frequency zone is fighting the source's main harmonics. Don't just reach for EQ and hope. Try moving the ring frequency into a different zone and you'll often fix it instantly. Now step 2, make it dark, not shrill. After ring mod, put auto filter and shape the top end on purpose. Ring mod generates a lot of high frequency hash, and if you leave it, it will slice through your mix in an ugly way. Set auto filter to low pass, 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff around 5K Hz, and keep it somewhere in the 3 to 8K Hz region depending on how dark you want it. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.4 is usually enough to add attitude without whistling. If you want, add a touch of filter drive, like 1 to 3 dB. Also, a super useful alternative, sometimes pre-EQ beats post-EQ. If you're getting brittle junk, try putting an EQ8 before the ring modulator. High-pass non-bass sources around 80 to 150 Hz so the ring stage doesn't generate low-end mud. And if you hear that painful bite, often around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz, do a narrow dip before the ring stage. You're literally changing what the ring mod is multiplying, so it can get cleaner and more intentional. Step 3, space. The DNB way. Tight, ominous, not washed. Add echo next. Sync mode. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback 15 to 35%. Filter the delay return. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Low pass around 4 to 7 kHz. Add subtle modulation, like 2 to 6%. And keep dry/wet low, like 8 to 20%. You want a sense of movement and tail, not a delay solo. Then reverb. Keep it controlled. Decay around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 35 ms so you don't smear the initial hit. Low cut 200 to 500 Hz. High cut 5 to 9 kHz. And keep it subtle. 6 to 18% wet is plenty for this kind of texture. A classic drum and bass move. Consider putting reverb on a return track instead of directly on the channel, so you can automate sends and make the reverb bloom only on the moments that need it. That's how you get those dramatic swells without drowning the whole section. Then at the end, add a limiter as a safety net, not as a loudness tool. Just so when you get excited with modulation and automation, you don't clip your master. Now we turn this into a rack you can perform. Select the whole chain from saturator through limiter, and group it into an audio effect rack. We're going to set up macros that feel like an instrument. Macro 1. Corrupt. Map it to ring modulator dry/wet, and set the range from 0 to about 60%. Macro 2. Tension. Map to ring modulator amount, maybe 10 to 55%. Macro 3. Motion. Map to ring mod LFO depth, 0 to around 35%. Macro 4. Rate. Map to LFO rate, from 1/16 up to 1/2 so you can slow it down or get frantic. Macro 5. Darkness. Map to auto filter cutoff. A nice range is 1.5 kHz up to 12 kHz. Macro 6. Space. Either map it to reverb dry/wet or, better, to the reverb send if you're using a return. Keep it in a safe range, like 0 to 20%. Macro 7. Ping. Map to echo dry/wet, maybe 0 to 25%. Macro 8. Safety. This is your output control. Add a utility before the limiter and map utility gain from minus 12 dB up to plus 3 dB. Now, performance and arrangement, making it feel like a dark DNB record, not a sound demo. We'll do a 16-bar breakdown into a drop, using automation on those macros. Bars 1 to 4. Keep it restrained. Corrupt around 10 to 20%. Darkness closing down from about 9 kHz toward 4 kHz. Motion slowly rising from 5% to maybe 15%. You're basically letting the listener lean in. Bars 5 to 8. Start telling them something is coming. Increase rate. Moving from 1/8 toward 1/16. Raise tension a bit, like 20% up to 35%. At the end of bar 8, do a quick reverb send spike. That tiny bloom right before the next phrase is instant pre-drop language. Bars 9 to 12. Peak tension, but still controlled. Corrupt moves up into the 30 to 50% range. Darkness stays fairly closed, like 3 to 5 kHz. And here's a cool musical move. Add a tiny bit of pitch automation on the sample, if it's audio, or automate the ring frequency slightly. Not wildly. Just enough that it feels alive and unstable. Bars 13 to 16. Set up impact with negative space. Hard mute the texture for a quarter note right before the drop. That little hole makes the listener's brain go, wait, what? And the drop hits harder. Also, you can increase space briefly to throw a tail, but then cut that reverb right at the drop so the drop lands clean. Here's an arrangement upgrade that makes it feel more like a story. Do a three-stage reveal instead of a straight ramp. Hint for the first 6 bars. Low motion. Dark filter. Minimal space. Expose for bars 7 to 12. Faster rhythmic modulation, or move into a higher ring frequency zone to reveal that metallic character. Overload for the last 4 bars. Brief intensity spike, then an abrupt cut. And don't sleep on micro mutes. Tiny 1/8 or 1/16 holes near the end of phrases create threat and tension without adding any new sounds. Now, let's talk about the pro way to keep this mix friendly. Parallel processing. Instead of inserting ring mod straight on your main sound, put this rack on a return track, like a return called a REM bus. Send your source into it at a conservative level, something like minus 18 to minus 10 dB send. Now your dry stays punchy and readable, and the ring texture becomes a controllable layer. This is especially good on drum breaks. You get metallic edge and industrial crunch, while keeping transients and groove intact. If you're working with bass, there's another essential pro technique. Band split. Make a rack with 2 chains. Sub chain. Low pass around 90 Hz. Keep it clean and mono. Mid chain. high pass around 90 Hz, then hit that chain with your Ring Mod Rack. Now you can go feral in the mids without your low end wobbling unpredictably. That's the difference between Dark and my sub is broken. Quick note on stereo. Ring Mod plus Echo and Reverb can get huge. That's great, but keep your center solid. Let the texture be wide, but keep fundamental information, like your dry layer or a clean mid anchor, closer to mono. Utility width is your friend, and mid slash side EQ in EQ 8 can help pull low mids into the center. Also, if your source has big level swings, the ring modulation depth will feel inconsistent, like it's breathing in a weird way. You can fix that before the rack, clip gain automation, or light compression before ring mod. Stable input equals stable modulation. A couple advanced variations you can try once the basic rack is working. 1. Sidechain the ring amount without using a gate. Put a compressor before the ring modulator, keyed from kick and snare or a ghost pattern. Then the ring texture feels like it opens on the offbeats and ducks out of the way of hits. 2. Stack two ring modulators. First one low frequency and slow LFO for movement. Second one higher frequency with a tiny amount for teeth. Keep the second subtle so it doesn't shred the whole sound. Now a short practice exercise to lock this in. Set your project to 174 BPM. Load a 4-bar Reese or Gritty Bass resample. Build the chain, saturator, ring mod, auto filter, echo, reverb, limiter, map macros, corrupt, tension, motion, rate, darkness, space. Write a 16-bar dark breakdown. Bars 1 to 8, increase motion slowly and close darkness. Bars 9 to 12, speed rate to 1/16 and raise tension. Bars 13 to 16, do a reverb spike, then cut it hard right before bar 17. Then resample the output, and chop 3 1-bar texture shots you can reuse in other projects. Final recap so you know what matters. Ring Mod gives you inharmonic darkness by multiplication, and that's why it feels menacing. The winning formula in DNB is control. A bit of saturation before, filtering after, and tempo-synced movement so it grooves. Macros and automation turn it into an arrangement tool, not a one-off effect. Parallel processing and band splitting keep your mix stable while still letting your mids go evil. If you tell me what you're starting with, like a Reese, drums, pad, or vocal, and whether your section is more minimal techie or more neuro-industrial, I can suggest safe carrier frequency zones and macro ranges that'll get you dark fast without fighting your mix.